Good morning, Saddleback. I want to say hi to all of our campuses across Southern California, and I want to say hi to actually our campuses now starting all around the world on all seven continents, and for those of you who are joining us online. Now, this weekend, we're starting a new series called You Make Me Crazy. Don't look at them. You know, just think about them in your mind. And if you'll take out your message notes and turn to the book of James, the book of James, chapter 3. Now, this series on relational health, You Make Me Crazy, we're going to look at the crazy makers in your life that just irritate you and how to deal with those people. It's part of our series that we're doing in Decade of Destiny. During Decade of Destiny, we're looking at the seven key areas of your life. Financial health, relational health, spiritual health, mental health, emotional health, vocational health, physical health. We're looking at every area of getting healthy in your life. Now, you remember we started a year and a half ago with the first module on, we actually started with physical health. And we launched the Daniel Plan, on which you have now gotten a whole lot healthier. In fact, our church has lost over 280,000 pounds. In fact, this week, Time Magazine, 7 pages on the Daniel Plan. And this week in Time Magazine. So you might look in there. There's some pictures of members, healthy people. Wow. And I know you're going to want to frame this one. Let me find it here because this is in fact, I'll autograph it for you. Okay. Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. There we go. You need this picture. Okay, all right, you need this picture. Anyway, also this week, CNN did a major article on the Daniel Plan. Newsmax magazine did a major spread on the Daniel Plan. So we started with the physical health, getting physically healthy. And then we went to financial health because we've been in the middle of a recession now for almost 5 years. And then earlier this year, we looked at spiritual health and 40 days in the Word. And how do you feed yourself from the Word of God so you're growing stronger and stronger every day? And now this summer, we're going into a series where we're going to look at relational health. Now, there was a pastor this last week who will remain unnamed to protect the guilty. And he went over to visit an elderly woman in our church. She had lost her husband a number of years ago. She's in her 80s, and he went over to just pay her a visit, and he sat there in her living room. It was right around lunchtime, and he was kind of hungry, and she had a big bowl of peanuts, and as they talked, he ate one, and of course, you can't eat just one, and he started eating more and more, and when they finally finished, he realized he'd eaten the entire bowl of peanuts. He felt a little embarrassed by it, and he said to this elderly woman, I'm really sorry, I've eaten all your peanuts. And she said, oh, don't worry, Pastor. She said, I can't chew on them after I've sucked the chocolate off. He said, I felt a little foolish. Now, we all do foolish things from time to time. Usually unintentionally, sometimes intentionally. You'd have a lot fewer problems if you were less foolish and more wise. Wisdom doesn't get rid of your problems, but wisdom definitely minimizes your problems. If you know how to respond wisely to situations, your problems will be dramatically reduced in your life. It's all about wisdom, knowing how to handle things and not be foolish. Now, nowhere are we more foolish than in our relationships. We foolishly treat people in ways that are really counterproductive. In fact, a lot of times we provoke people to do the very behavior we don't want. We foolishly think, this is how I'm going to get what I need out of this relationship. More fulfillment, more intimacy, more joy, more satisfaction, more stability. I need my relationships to be fulfilling, not draining. But actually, the things you do are often counterproductive. They are foolish. They are not wise. Because if you do what you naturally feel like doing in a relationship, it's almost always the wrong thing. As I said, wisdom doesn't eliminate problems, but it definitely does reduce them. Now, the classic passage on wisdom and relationships is in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Let me read it to you. It's there on your outline. It's here on the screen. The Bible says this: if you are wise and you understand God's ways, you'll live a life of steady goodness so that only good deeds pour forth. And if you don't brag about the good you do, then you will be truly wise. But if you are bitterly jealous and there's selfish ambition in your heart, don't brag about being wise. That's the worst kind of lie. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly and unspiritual and motivated by the devil. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder. Now let me just stop right there. You got any chaos in your life? Got any disorder in your life? Got any area of your life that's confused? The Bible says wherever you find confusion, wherever you find disharmony, wherever you find disorder, there's ego. There's ego. Whether it's in the office or at home or at school. He says, wherever you find jealousy and selfish ambition, you'll find disorder and every kind of evil. Now, wisdom, the kind of wisdom that comes from heaven, is first of all pure. It's also peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no partiality, and it's always sincere. Now, those who are peacemakers, he's talking about in relationships, those who are peacemakers plant seeds of peace, and they reap a harvest of goodness. Now, these verses teach us a whole lot about relationships that you're not going to learn anywhere else in life. First, the Bible teaches us that wisdom is a way of relating. It has to do with what you do, not what you think. A lot of people think wisdom is intelligence. Wisdom is smarts. Wisdom is education. No. The world is full of educated fools. The Bible says that wisdom shows up primarily in your relationships. You may have all kinds of knowledge and still be a fool. You may have all kinds of education, so many degrees they call you Dr. Fahrenheit, but you could still be foolish. You can have all kinds of brilliance and be technically smart, but wisdom shows up in relationships. That's why you can take a brilliant scientist whose family life is a mess. He may be smart, but he's not wise. Wisdom always has to do with relationships, and it shows up in how you treat other people. In other words, it's about your life, not your lips. It's about what you do, not what you say. It's not about your diploma. It's about your disposition. And in verse 14 to 16, it says, you know, the way we typically relate to people, he said those ways are foolish. When we get bitter, when we get angry, when we get resentful, when we get jealous, when we get selfish and ambitious in relationships, he goes, all those are foolish ways that don't get you what you want and what you need out of the relationship. In verse 18, it says, those who are peacemakers plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of goodness. Every day, in every relationship, you are planting seeds. Let's say it again. Every day, in every relationship, you are planting seeds, and you're going to reap what you sow. Now, you're planting either seeds of trust or distrust. You're planting seeds of anger or peace. You're planting seeds of love or harmony. You're planting seeds in every relationship in your life every single day. The question is, what kinds of seeds? How do I plant seeds of peace? And the answer is, I got to be wise. I've got to be wise. I've got to do it the wise way. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to look at this passage because it teaches us the six things that wise people never do in relationships. And I've done every one of them. And so have you. And they are foolish approaches to your relationships. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your friends, your boss, your employees, the neighbors. These are six things that wise people never do. And in verse 17, James gives us a checklist. These are the foundations of healthy relationships. Now, in the future series, weeks, we're going to look at the crazy makers in your life, how to diffuse, deflect, and defend yourself against the crazy makers. But in any relationship, half the problem is you. It's how you respond. And when you respond incorrectly to the crazy makers in your life, you actually make it worse. So let's get right into it. Foundations of healthy relationships. Six things wise people will never do in relationships. Number one, first the Bible says that wisdom, if I want to be wise, wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. Now circle that word pure. What's he mean by this word pure? It means uncorrupted, clean, unpolluted, clear, untainted. What's he talking about? The word we use today is the word integrity. He's talking about integrity. And he's saying the foundation of all good relationships is integrity. Now, why is integrity listed first? Because wisdom starts in the heart, not in the head. And the reason integrity is listed first is this. All relationships are built on trust. No trust, no relationship. And all trust is built on truth. If you don't have truth, you don't have trust. If you don't have trust, you don't have a relationship. If a guy's lying to his wife all the time, he may have an arrangement, but he doesn't have a relationship. He may have a commitment, but he doesn't have a relationship. Because relationships are built on truth. Because truth is the foundation of trust. Honesty is the bedrock of all relationships. You gotta be honest. You gotta shoot straight with people. If you're just lying to the people in your life, you don't have a relationship. You've probably never heard of Leonard Keeler. But Leonard Keeler's a pretty famous guy. Dr. Leonard Keeler invented the lie detector. And during his lifetime, he tested over 25,000 people on the lie detector. He wrote a book about it. His conclusion, we all lie. Well, duh. He says human beings are fundamentally and by nature dishonest. You lie to God, you lie to other people, and you lie to yourself all the time. In fact, you lie to you more than anybody else. We have the amazing ability to tell ourselves things that aren't true and convince ourselves that they are. You lie to yourself all the time. The Bible says the heart is deceitful. That means we have an amazing ability to con ourselves. We think things are right when they're not. And we think things are not right when they are. And so he says you got to start with integrity. The Bible says in Ephesians, look up here on the screen, Ephesians 4:25, you must stop telling lies. Tell each other the truth, because we all belong to each other in the same body. Now here is the first mark of wisdom. If you want your relationships to get better this summer, number one is this. If I want to be wise in my relationships, I won't compromise my integrity. I won't compromise my integrity. I won't violate my conscience. I won't compromise my convictions. I won't live a double life. I won't lie to you. I'll